On Robin Hood Radio, I'm joined by Sue Frisch and Tom McGowan of Norfolk, who are here to talk about the events for the weekend of August 2nd through 4th. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On August the 2nd, you guys are inviting everyone to come to Norfolk to enjoy the community and to partake in events and celebrations. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Well, first of all, Norfolk, besides weekend in Norfolk, if you just came to Norfolk, it's a very interesting and fun place to come to. So on top of that, with weekend in Norfolk, it just doubles it, triples it, quadruples it, with so many things to do and people to see and things to eat and so forth. So there's a variety of things that we have for weekend in Norfolk. We've got a walking historical tour. We have an art show and a pop-up shopping. We have stained glass windows, which are just phenomenal. When we came here many, many decades ago, we were just shocked by the stained glass. It was so beautiful. And I told my wife, I said, we have to live here. And we ended up living here, and so are our kids and grandkids. But back to what Norfolk offers, I could go on forever about it. But we've got Friday Night on the Green. We've got an art show. We've got two different concerts. And so it goes on and on. And it's just a fun place to walk around and enjoy all these events and meet a variety of people if you like doing that. So I will slow down talking now because I'm known for talking a lot, and I'll let Sue take over for a while.
Well, as Tom says, Norfolk is a great place to be. It has music, has the arts, has a beautiful outdoor setting in the woods and fields of Northwestern Connecticut.
Now, as I'm looking at the schedule, there are some interesting things that are poking out at me that I have to ask about. On Friday, August 2nd, you have from 3 to 5 p.m. Get Married or Renew Your Vows on the Village Green.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you know, Mike, Weekend in Norfolk is a celebration of how beautiful Norfolk is, so we decided that the green would make a lovely setting for weddings and vow renewals. So we decided to offer those to people who would like to reserve a spot and be married or renew their vows again in Norfolk that weekend.
That's just amazing. I've never seen that in an event calendar, and it fascinated me. So now, do people have to make a reservation to do this, or are they welcome to just drop in?
No, they need to make a reservation because we have a justice of the peace standing by. We make bouquets for the couples. We do a number of things on Friday and on Saturday so that the ceremonies will be, you know, just as lovely as they would expect to have.
Okay, before I move on from that, who do they contact?
They write to win@earthlink.net.
All right, and that will reserve their space to get married or renew their vows in Norfolk.
Correct, and they should really look on our website, weekendinnorfolk.org, and see the details. There are links to information as well as to make a reservation.
Oh, you can also, good, that's online reservations are usually the way to go these days. I noticed a little later you talked about for a moment Friday Night on the Green. What does that involve?
Friday Night on the Green is actually a every Friday during the summer event. People gather, they do various things. Last Friday, the Land Trust sponsored a raptor, a group visiting with their birds. On weekend in Norfolk, there's going to be a drum circle in which the audience can participate.
So Friday Night on the Green happens throughout the summer.
Correct, but okay. We're celebrating it on weekend in Norfolk, too.
Yeah, okay. It's just a little curiosity there. A lot of interesting things on the calendar. Concert. Two concerts that night. One at the Music Shed and one in Infinity Hall.
Mm-hmm. And they're both wonderful places to go and enjoy the music. I mean, the buildings themselves are just Great.
And people can get their tickets by contacting those particular places, Infinity Hall and the Music Shed.
Yes, our website has links directly to the ticketing sites.
Excellent. So, again, everything can be accessed through the Weekend in Norfolk website.
Correct.
All right. Now, Saturday, of course, each day I notice you have, I guess if people like to walk, you like to walk too. It's you know, each has their own. Are there trails they walk on? What exactly is the setup for that?
The Norfolk Land Trust maintains many miles of trails around town. They have a Hike the Peaks challenge. There are six peaks on those trails. If you walk one of those trails and or each of those trails and photograph yourself at the summit sign, make a selfie of it and bring it in to our information center at the end of the weekend, you get a Norfolk Land Trust T-shirt. None of the trails is really difficult, and they're not long. They're just a lot of fun and beautiful scenery.
And the historic walk, what does that involve?
That is a number of houses that have been put on a map by the Norfolk Historical Society. People are invited to pick up a copy of that map at one of three places and take it along with them, and they can see the exteriors of the houses, most of which are private, but still they're lovely to look at.
Still look at, yeah. No, I know when I drive through Norfolk, it's really a lot of architectural variety in that community, or as you drive by through Route 44, which is what many of us do. I suppose we should stop by, too, according to what you say.
Yeah,
maybe next time I'll put on the brakes and actually stop by. All right, so now we move on to Saturday. There are so many things on this schedule that it just blows my mind. It's well, that too. We'll take that out. That was not my mind going. Now, I noticed a couple of times here on it, you have fly fishing seminars. Where is Wood Creek Pond? I'm not familiar.
Wood Creek Pond is in North Norfolk. There is a map on the website. If you go there for information, there's a link to a map that shows the address. We have an expert fly fisherman living in town, and he has graciously offered to give seminars to participants. We prefer that they register because the space is limited, and Orvis in Avon is supplying equipment so that people can practice hands-on with our teacher.
Yeah. Right, and it's beautiful to go to, whether you want to fish or just look. It is really lovely.
Fly fishing is really kind of almost an art, if you will.
It is, and I notice I'm doing a video on Norfolk coming up, and in studying and going through everything, I was surprised at how there's a revival in it. It's a major thing now.
It's outdoor activity. You get exercise. You catch a few good fish.
Yes.
What else do we have going on here? I'm looking through. There's just so much.
Yeah, you if you read through what's available, you have to do a little bit of homework on yourself, which items seem really important to you, because they're all magical.
Yeah, because I also see that you're offering them more than one day as well, like the fly fishing, for example. So, you know, because, again, you have so many events going on, I would have to make a schedule to make the weekend.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I just sent our list of events to a designer who's going to make up a timeline schedule. I'll put that up on the website in a couple of weeks, and printed copies will be available. But the timeline lets everybody see just when things are happening in relation to others.
Oh, that's a great idea. You definitely need to organize yourself to catch all this. Now, Norfolk is really kind of a small little village there. Parking, where will people park?
Well, we have a parking map. That's also on the Weekend in Norfolk website.
So your website is just full of information.
We try. This is our ninth year. We started out thinking we would love to share all our wonderful things with visitors. And so we started to get to know what people would like to, other people would like to know about us and what to do.
You have a really nice website. I've been there and looking at it, where you can get all of the info you need and kind of plan that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'll be interested to see that scheduling come up, because that's, again, one of the things I look at. So many of these things, thank God, are offered more than one day, because you'd never make it all in one day.
No.
No, you do have to choose.
Yes, otherwise you'd be running at top speed.
Yes, you would. Anything else we'd like to talk about there? I mean, this offers, I see kids concerts, I see ice cream socials, all types of arts. What about the garden tours? I notice there's two garden tours listed, Arts and Crafts Design, and the other one is Woodland Pathways.
Well, the Woodland Pathways is a garden that links to, well, through the woods, that links to house gardens put together by a pair of actual garden designers who acquired new property. And it's a lovely, lovely garden to visit, full of ideas, and very peaceful and probably very cool. The other garden, unfortunately, had to be withdrawn from our list.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Well, at least we still have one garden to go to.
We do, mm-hmm. and actually there are gardens all over Norfolk. You can if you like flowers, there will be plenty of them to look at.
Oh, that's true, absolutely. And as far as the views, they're just phenomenal here. If you have the time to go to Haystack Mountain, there's a beautiful tower. You can climb the tower inside and see forever. It is just breathtaking. And I wouldn't go into the forest unless you're used to doing forests. I went there recently and got lost myself, and I've been here forever.
Yes. You notice he got found.
Obviously he got found.
Oh, so. I did. That's a wonderful long story and embarrassing, so we'll leave that for another time.
At all points, bulletins out looking for you in the woods.
Yes, that's what it was. They did come that way, too.
You'll have to put the story together, and next time you have an event, you'll have to tell your story each day.
Maybe we can make that at one of the events next winter, Tom.
That's right. Yes,
That would be an interesting story, and it was embarrassing because there I was stuck, and I've been known for going places and going in places everybody else gets lost and I don't. And so I guess it was my turn. But when they came with the ambulance, I go, what is this for?
They have to cover all bases now.
They do. And let me just mention that. It doesn't have anything to do with Weekend in Norfolk, but I can't help it. It is such a profound town. People care about each other, whether they know you or not. If you're in need, they're there. And it's just wonderful that way. And I found out how that really was and what it really meant when I got lost at Haystack Mountain.
Yeah, volunteer departments, both fire and ambulance, are usually composed of the greatest people.
Yes.
As it stands then, so everyone knows, August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, everyone's mm-hmm. invited to come to Norfolk, Connecticut to enjoy a potpourri of things that you can do. And events usually are starting around 9 o'clock in the morning. You can go to the website, which is weekendinnorfolk.org. Anything else you'd like to add to that?
I would like to say something about the music, the live music that's going to happen all day, most of the day on Saturday and all afternoon on Sunday. Music on Robertson Plaza, which is downtown Norfolk, on Station Place. We'll have musicians starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday and going through to 6 o'clock on the end of the afternoon. And then from 6 to 8 on Saturday, we're going to have an open mic session Musicians are invited simply to show up. It's first come, first serve, and there'll be sessions hosted by Andy Stiles, who is also a Norfolk musician. On Sunday, the music will be in the afternoon, and there will be one music session on Friday afternoon. I'd like to say also thank you to the National Iron Bank for sponsoring music on Robertson Plaza. And then for astronomy lovers, there are two events on Saturday. One is solar gazing, looking at the sun through a special telescope, and the other will be stargazing in the evening. Both of those will be happening at Dennis Hill State Park at the pavilion on the top of the hill. You can drive right up there. There will be telescopes to look at the sun and telescopes to look at the stars, and there will be an astronomer or two to help you look and explain what you're seeing.
Oh, wow, that's incredible. Take a good close-up look at the moon, too.
Yes.
See who's on there right now.
Right.
We never know, do we, these days?
No, and you might be surprised.
Well, I want to thank you folks for this. This has been a wonderful time. And again, we invite everyone to go visit the town of Norfolk on August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th for the weekend in Norfolk.
All right, and thank you. It'll be a wonderful time. So we look forward to seeing everyone.